This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2035. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded May 21st, Albania, Anguilla, Antarctica, Australia, Bangladesh, Bougainville, Canada, China, Congo, Congo DR, Finland, Germany, Greece, Iran, Italy, Korea, North and South, Madagascar, Mexico, New Zealand, North America, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Puerto Rico, Sarawak, Spain, Sudan, Taiwan, Tajikistan, Turkey, USA, Vanuatu, Zanzibar, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Richard Langley in New Brunswick, listen to a Radio Tirana relay via WRMI, May 17th at 22:30 on 7780, which is a program about their geography and included the song which is the basis for the Radio Tirana interval signal. He gives the name of it in Albanian, which I'm not going to even try to pronounce, but I copied it and searched it out and found that there were some vocal recordings of the song on YouTube, of course, and then I ran the lyrics through a translator so we know how it starts in English. The laurel branch shook, the wing of a bird at dawn. With a leaf on my lip I sighed, songs that spring itself wakes up. Under our sky, from our blood you buy. No, it doesn't buy, but it blooms, laurel. We just want life to flourish everywhere. All four seasons, she always had green. Anguilla and Nan, Kinzicki in Michigan, who monitors not only shortwave but satellite, says, I've noticed that at least since Christmas, the video feed of Pastor Melissa Scott and dead Dr. Jean had been a fixture on Galaxy 19, but it's been missing. So I searched for it on another transponder, but did not find it. However, their audio channel is still there, but we won't get to see her gesticulate wildly and wonder at her latest hairdo in video any longer. But Bob Bierman replies, fear not, you can still see her at www.pastormelissascott.com/watch.html. This also led me to check out her website, which has this notation, Caribbean Beacon Anguilla BWI broadcast temporarily suspended, referring to 11775 and 6090, so she does expect to bring them back. Further remarks from Ken Zicke. Reverend Barbie's University Network has just disappeared. I have not found a feed for her video again. Does anyone else know, or is this a symptom of her running out of money and consistent with the lack of Anguilla on shortwave? Inquiring minds want to know. She remains on the radio side via WWCR, but I miss seeing her unusual hairdos and silly wardrobe. I think she may be running out of money. Last week, we reported a new regular broadcast time every Wednesday from LRA 36, Antarctica. And the following Wednesday, May 20th, Manuel Mendez in Spain confirms picking it up again directly, but with an extremely weak signal on 15476. It supposedly starts at 1400, and he heard it from 1556 until it went off at 1607. Ron Howard upon Asilo Mar, State Beach, California, reports on Radio 4KZ Australia 5055. He says, this month I've been checking their cutoff times via their automatic timer. It goes off the air about 5 or 6 seconds earlier each day. As of May 18th, it was at 10:04 UT plus 18 seconds. Ron Howard also reports, more recently, May 21st, on Bangladesh, Betar 4750. The home service heard from 12:40 to 12:43 with the call to prayer for the Maghrib just after their local sunset, but an unusual anomaly as there was no audio interference from China or Indonesia on the same frequency. There was a significant open carrier from one of them, but no audio. So BB was in the clear, which is rare. They were still running their home service during Ramadan, but would they change back to the external service once Ramadan is over? Of course, the cyclone Amphan recently hit Bangladesh, so happy to find they're still on the air. Ron Howard further reports on NBC Bougainville 3325, May 21st. Heard from 10:15 UT until 11:30 and still on the air past 1328, preempting regular programs to to provide mostly non-stop COVID-19 coverage in Pidgin. Well above normal reception and fairly readable, and on this occasion, no interference from Voice of Indonesia. Their normal sign-off is 1200. Philately, a related hobby for many of us, and sometimes the two are connected. Mike Terry forwards this news from lens.com. On May 20th, Canada Post issued a soutenant, is that the way you pronounce it in English, sea tenant, side-by-side pair of non-denominated permanent rate History of Radio in Canada stamps. That's 92 cents Canadian. The new issue comes in a self-adhesive booklet of 10. They commemorate Canada's inaugural radio broadcast, hitting the airwaves a century ago on the evening of May 20th, 1920, from XWA in Montreal. Doug Brown in London, Ontario, replies to our item last week about the Canadian Coast Guard weather station on 2749 interfering with itself, running two different French-language audio streams simultaneously. So he checked it out. He says that on May 17th and 18th at 0230 UT, they're running French and English simultaneously. During the past week, I've been hearing lots of CNR1 jammers again, mostly against Sound of Hope. An especially productive hour is 13 to 14 UT on numerous way out-of-band frequencies in the 10, 11, 12, and 13 megahertz ranges. No details now, but they're all in my almost daily log reports via worldofradio.com. Takahito Akabayashi in Japan says, according to Chinese BCL site, shortwave DRM test transmissions of CNR1 China change schedule on May 14th. It would take too long to give the whole thing here, so I'll just mention the currently active frequencies. And so if you do hear DRM centered around these, they probably lead to China. 6030-9655, 9870-11695, 11995, 13810, 13825, 15180, 17770, and 17830. Or see this site, cahcn.github.io/drm/. Ron Howard reports Radio Congo 6115 Brazzaville, May 17th, a rare event, well above average reception from 0543 to 0553. Announcers and nice African music and singing. Somewhat early for any Japanese co-channel interference, which was slightly noticed about 0550. An exceptional day, he says. Of course, this is the best time of year for the least Japanese interference in this case, as we approach the latest sunsets in the Northern Hemisphere. From the other Congo DR, here's an update on Radio Kahuzi 6210.1 variable. Dan Robinson has again received a personal message from Richard McDonald of Radio Kahuzi, updating the situation the station faces regarding having enough power to go on the air again on shortwave. The power company in the region is called SNEL, S-N-E-L. McDonald says, we have complications with afternoon and evening schedules of SNEL lately. They tend to cut off current just before 17 hours local, as on 16 May it never came back on, and today the 20th it went off at 10 o'clock, not to return until morning. So we're hoping to even get back from 8 a.m. to 17 p.m. for normal daytime broadcasting, as it was during the governor's visit of the different stations of the city last week. They were working on the system until evening today, so we shall see. Walt Samaniv in Victoria, B.C. reports the most unusual call sign I've heard in a long while, coming in from Finland at 0515 UT, May 18th, at a good level, calling North America on 14237.5. It's a special event COVID-19 station, OH1 Stay Home. So I'm wondering, is that really a legally authorized call sign with an 8-letter suffix? Also via Manuel Mendez, DJ Jan Hendrik says his station Skyline Radio Germany is back on the air this year, May 30th, via Germany, on 3975 and 6160. His motto, it's always rock and roll, nothing else matters. It'll be their fifth broadcast with some brand new shows via transmitters in northern Germany. May 30th, Saturday, 14 to 20 UT for 6 hours. Try both frequencies, 3975 and 6160, and hope for good propagation. A brand new EQSL only is available for reports to Skyline Radio Germany at web.de. Iva Ivanov in Bulgaria notes another German station missing, no signal at all from channel 292, 6070, May 21st. Checked at 06, 7, and 08 UT. And checking their ever-changing program schedule website, there are no more transmissions shown via channel 292 for Brother Scare. Getting an explicit schedule, Richard Langley in New Brunswick has been wondering when Voice of Greece signs on 9420. According to WRTH, it's at 18 UT, but he was recording on May 16th earlier via the Utwenta SDR in Holland from 1655, and he was first hearing CNR 13 from China, and finally the VOG transmitter came on the air with a crash start at 1737, joining audio in mid-program without interval signal or ID, overriding CNR 13. So the 18 UT sign-on for VOG is just nominal. On May 19th, the crash start came at 1728. An undated but presumably recent report from Ulmarkvik in Sweden shortwave bulletin says, I wrote to IRIB in Tehran, English service, pointing out once again that the audio is almost non-existing, strong carrier and speech like a whisper for the 1920 UT transmission on 9855, unlike another one in German, which has excellent reception. And he got a reply from them before there was any improvement, saying thanks for letting us know about the technical issue. We assure you the problem will be solved very soon. Unfortunately, sending QSL cards and listeners' gifts has been halted due to the coronavirus pandemic. So on May 17th, I checked out this transmission via remote in Holland on 9855. Just as I tuned in at 20:06, there was a full ID in English and their English language schedule with good modulation, but rather tinny, parallel to much weaker 9835. Ivo Ivanov has been trying to keep up with frequency changes for the clandestine Iran International TV. As of May 16th, at 12 to 14 UT, they were on 11550, which he says is via Armenia, instead of 11560, thus avoiding All India Radio. However, already on 11550 is Bible Voice Broadcasting, at least between 13 and 1329. Wolfgang Büschel contradicts the transmitter site for Iran International TV. He says the 1030 UT broadcast on 11570, according to direction finding, is most likely from Orzu, Tajikistan. Later follow-up from Ivo Ivanov as of May 20th says Iran International TV on 11550 between 12 and 14, which he still thinks is via Armenia, but Bible Voice Broadcasting had moved to 11540 along with Stanag interference from 11550. Italy non. On Wednesday, May 20th, I was checking out the 18 UT broadcast from IRRS on 7290. This time there was no interruption in the program feed until 18:45. Program schedule for that day is generic, without great detail, but in fact the program which started at 18:19 UT was called Astronomy Cast. Nevertheless, the subject on this occasion, which is apparently originally a longer podcast, was about repairing satellites in orbit and space travel, not the same thing as astronomy. Ron Howard forwards a story from the New York Post, May 16th. You may want to look up its headline, Free North Korea Radio Fights to Free Psychological Slaves of Kim Jong-un. Latest schedule for that clandestine service via Ivo Ivanov as of May 13th shows 13 to 14 UT on 11510 via Uzbekistan. Via International Vacuum, Internet, Medium, High, and Very High Frequencies, World of Radio 2035. A non-commercial program, as you may have noticed, closely related to the non-commercial website with a wealth of information, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from William Hassig in Mount Prospect, Illinois, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Not necessarily in U.S. funds, as they will convert, or via money order check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Ron Hard presents the latest weekly jump around frequency shuffle for the clandestines from South to North Korea as of Monday, May 18th. VOP on 3485, 3915, 3930, 4450, 6520, 6600, checked at 932, and a few minutes earlier, VOH on 3990, 4885, 6000, 6250, 6355, and 9100. The third one, Voice of Freedom, still on 5920, good reception and not jammed at 936. The North Korean jamming still strong on its former frequency, 6135, which also happens to be the frequency of Radio Madagascar. He heard it on April 20th, when there was a lapse in North Korean jamming, and surprisingly enough, again, exactly 1 month later, on May 20th, could it be a regular thing every month. From 1316 until 1410, nice reception of Radio Madagascar with pop music and a few commercials. Their other frequency was not heard at this time, 5010. His local sunrise was 1256 just before this. A reactivation after almost 3 years, we recently reported, of XEQR 1030, Radio Centro in Mexico City did not last long. Tim Hall updates us as of May 17th on the ABDX group. Grupo Radio Centro in Mexico has gone bankrupt. Their operations had already been pretty volatile for the last 5 or 6 years. In Mexico City, XEQR 1030, which just recently returned to the air, has ceased operations and all staff were terminated. It's not yet clear what's happening to other stations in the group, such as 71540 and some FMs. He says, I assume additional sales and additional stations going silent will likely occur in the upcoming weeks and months. However, some more Mexican news from Tim Hall, and this is positive in International DX Digest of the National Radio Club. Construction permits have been granted for 3 social indigenous stations in the X-band, all in Michoacán, power unknown, 1620 XECSIA in Pátzcuaro, 1640 XECSIB in Zamora, and 1680 XECSIC in Morelia. Radio New Zealand Pacific, or International, has made another abrupt mid-season schedule change, getting down for southern winter. May 18th after 06UT, I found them on 5945 instead of 11725, which used to be at a good level here, but 5945 is only fair this early and adjacent to WRMI. So I check the RNZI website, How to Listen, and find the new schedule showing this frequency lineup for non-DRM broadcasts. From 2059, 13840. From 459, 9700 for 1 hour, and at 559, 5945, all the way until 1259. Except according to this, it's not on the air Saturdays and Sundays, from 9:59 to 12:58. I find that hard to believe. Must have been an omission. And then from 12:59, it's 6170. There's a DRM segment, except on Saturdays, on other frequencies between 16:51 and 20:58. Otherwise, 19:59, they pick up on 11725. Via Zacharias Liangas, Pirate Texas Radio Shortwave publicizes on short notice, a new broadcast of their own, early UT Saturday, May 23rd from midnight on the Pirate Band 6925. It's a tribute to the rockabilly music of Roy Orbison. More details and reports at hfunderground.com. Terry Colgan in Austin, Texas, says he heard a Texas radio shortwave on the Newton, New Hampshire remote receiver via that test in Germany, 3955, at 03 to 04 UT, much of it interference-free from hams who seemed to avoid the frequency. According to TRSW, his was the only direct report they received from North America. And TRSW tells me directly, we received 22 verifiable reports for the 3 broadcasts on 3955, all but one from Europe. TRSW is not planning additional tests on Channel 292 until they activate their transmitter on 9670. Zaharias Liangas in Greece also received the 3955 transmission at 0300 and soon got a EQSL depicting a canyon, which TRSW says is Palo Duro in the Texas Panhandle, not the Grand Canyon, which it resembles. Ron Howard reports the private religious station in Papua New Guinea, One Talk Radio Light, on 7325, May 16th, from 0800 until blocked by a very strong CRI China, which came on at 0957. WRL had audio that was hovering at threshold level, bits and pieces of definite religious preaching and songs, all very poor, but much better than his last reported reception, so perhaps now with slightly more power. Also reported by Manuel Mendez, Spain, May 18th at 0605 to 0620, extremely weak, with religious songs and comments in English matching its online program, measured on 7324.98. Well, that was via remote in Brisbane, Australia. Bob Hochner in Florida reports to NASA that Peru's Radio Huanta 2000 seems to be gone from 4747.20. He's been checking for it many days between 01 and 02 UT without even a carrier, so as of May 15th, it appears to be gone. The last report I've found of it before that was February 29th at 2340 by Claudio Galas in Chile. Ron Hard suspects there's been a transmitter site change for the clandestine Radio Nyawa Sarawak. It was off shortwave for a while, as you may recall. The currently listed site for 11890 at 11 UT, according to Alki, is Uzbekistan. Heard May 15th, however, with much better reception than before for their Monday through Friday broadcast, previously Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So he suspects it's a closer site to him. Ono Ridula says a semi-year ago he did some direction finding and it appeared to be coming from Taiwan. Manuel Menes in Spain says he was getting it fairly well before, but now it's weaker, which would correlate with a change from Uzbekistan to Taiwan. Checking remote reception recently in Southeast Asia, Wolfgang Buschel also thinks it's now Taiwan. Last week we reported Spain running dead air for hours on 9690, the North American frequency, and this week, both on May 19th and 20th, around 22:30 and later, dead air on the South American frequency, 11940. But all four frequencies were back in use as of May 21st. Manuel Menes in Spain had noted Sudan radio recently reactivated on 7205 as of May 17th. But as of May 21st, they were on 7206 when checked at 0442. Not always, but Voice of Turkey often has radio teletype interference on 9830 for its English to North America at 22 UT. Especially May 19th, it lasted more than the entire hour, starting their phantom broadcast in German at 2300. This collision has been going on in the A seasons for years. It's really incredible that Voice of Turkey does not know or does not care to change to any of numerous open frequencies on the band. Don't they ever get reception reports from listeners complaining? Is there no internal communication between Letterbox and TRT Engineering? Don't they read or hear my monitoring? Ha! Huh. Mike Agner says the radio 9830 is coming from NSS Annapolis or Davidsonville, Maryland, not from NAU Puerto Rico. NSS should not still be utilitizing a broadcast band, but is the QRM from Turkey insignificant? Is its ready so robust that AM co-channel interference does not matter? I've looked up in the IB list the other NSS frequencies which are interfering with broadcasters, 4985 and 12015, while NAU, another Navy station in Puerto Rico, is on additional frequencies such as 7455, 11688, and 12120. Good to hear from our friend Artie Bigley in Columbus, Ohio. After about 3 months, he's okay. He had been relying on internet access via the local library, which closed down abruptly. He says he's been picking up the TIS station Hudson County Emergency in New Jersey on 1710, May 12th between 0245 and 0331, with a message from the governor about parking and COVID-19 info. This is the one that's temporarily running 100 watts instead of only 10, the usual limit for TIS. And in fact, it has reached as far as Alberta and British Columbia, reported by Don Moman, Walt Salmaniv, and Steve McDonald. Saturday, May 16th, at various checks between 1508 and 1920, I had no signal from KVOH, California, on 17775. That's the day they're in English, including wave scan, supposedly at 1500. Ray Robinson of KVOH soon explained, KVOH has been off the air for a few days due to a component failure in the transmitter, for which repairs are ongoing. We hope to be back on again by Monday or Tuesday. That would be May 19th, but they were still missing as of May 21st. Checking their website, I see that their transmitter is named Schaffner Harris. That's S-H-O-F-F-N-E-R. That variety is a new one on me, and searching that combination of names leads to some individuals, but nothing about transmitters. I wonder where it comes from. Maybe SCG named it for a benefactor? Here's a way-off frequency medium-wave station, which may help to DX and identify it. WKLV in Blackstone, Virginia, nominal 1440. Craig Christ, elsewhere in Virginia, reports hearing it UT May 21st at midnight 17, identifying with a K92 slogan on 1439.721 kHz, causing a terrible hit to stations actually on 1440. Roy Barstow replies in IRCA, they have been off frequency now for about 6 months. Sporadic operation of Radio Vanuatu, monitored mostly thanks to its harmonics. Manuel Mendez in Spain says it seems to be out of air, May 16th at 1830 to 1900, when usually on 3945, but no signal. And May 17th at 0720 to 740, nothing on 5040, 3945, 2485, or the old 7260, all checked via remote receivers in New Zealand. Ron Howard agrees on May 16th, no Vanuatu on 5040 from 0640 to 0700. Not on 3945, 7890, nor 11835 after 0700, and not on 2485 from 1000 UT. On May 17th, it was not heard on 5040 at 0609, so currently off the air. But it's back in business. May 18th, says Bruce Churchill, on 11835, S4 signal, promptly signing on at 0700 with the national news, heard via remote in Alberta. Then on May 19th, Ron Howard says, 11835 harmonic at 0709, stronger than China on the same frequency, with news in vernacular about COVID-19. 714 sports news, 716 ending the news with ID, and also heard on 3945 and the other harmonic on 7890, both with poor reception. ZBC Zanzibar again reported on 11735 by Manuel Mendez in Spain. May 18th from 1750 to 1805, at first in Swahili and news in English at the top of the hour, using a remote receiver in Switzerland, but still very weak. Should have been on until about 21, but at 19, Wolfgang Büschel may have tuned in too late, he says. He tried it via 10 different remote receivers and heard nothing on the channel, only an empty 11735. Although it could have been a 500 milliwatt exciter and nothing more instead of 50 kilowatts. The propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder issued May 18th. Geomagnetic field mostly quiet, with ANK indices of 5 and 2 and solar flux of 70, at least through June 13th. That's World of Radio 2035. Glenn Hauser, thanks for listening. Take care of yourselves. And join me again next week when I conclude with a standard disclaimer.